The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Is this really happening?
Are we ready? Are we recording?
Are we recording? You guys.
Okay, you guys, we're recording a podcast, but there's a piano lesson going on.
There's a voice lesson. You guys, so if you... someone's getting into the holiday spirit right next to us. They're doing trills. They're doing scales. They're getting ready to sing. Yeah, that's exactly right. And they're getting ready to sound way better than me. I have a little bit of a cold, so I sound extra raspy.
It's not COVID, you guys.
It's not COVID. I've had like 40 tests. It's not COVID.
She still looks pretty.
Oh, give me a break.
She's
I have no makeup
good shape.
On. God, what are you drinking in that latte? Have more, please.
I added some vodka to
that's
this
great.
Latte. I didn't, but I do have to say that we say every week, you can find us wherever podcasts are listened to, rate, subscribe, review.
Right.
And I did a deep dive on our reviews this weekend.
Are they
and I
good?
Have to say thank you.
They're
You're
nice.
All so nice. Yes.
Oh.
Keep doing it. Lie. Make up a fake profile if you have to.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends to do the same. You get bored one night. Just keep going on there.
Yeah,
and giving
keep
us all
saying nice things. Not for
fives.
Any other reason than we need it.
And the lower, the ones, the ratings that are lower are like
we can hear Christian
Jen's
breathe.
Eating.
No, yeah.
Or like tech kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, why are you
but
guys
if
saying
you,
the F word
if you knew, if you could see where we're at right now, which
you would
take
no.
a picture, you'd be like, are you guys in some sort of Mexican prison right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, we are
like
kind of.
In Tijuana.
Yeah, we're in Tijuana. We didn't pay the parking ticket, so they have arrested us and
absolutely.
Put us in a cell.
Yeah.
But. We're taking a picture and I can't talk and take a picture.
No. All right.
I just would like to describe for you listeners, and I'm going to do it slowly so it's really nice and sexy, what Jen is wearing.
Okay.
Who knows when this is going to air, but it's December 1st. It is Jen and I's favorite time of year. I think we cover all of the holiday bases. Also, happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish mamas out there.
All those who celebrate, yes.
It's the fourth day of Hanukkah today. It also fell on my birthday, the first day of Hanukkah, which I felt like I was like part of the club, which was very cool. And then Kwanzaa, I don't know the dates on Kwanzaa, but I think Kwanzaa is really cool too.
I think the winter solstice is also like a pagan holiday. So let's include everybody,
let's
you guys.
Let's include everybody. And then
like if you're going out there trying to make good and like you
yeah,
give an extra
to
money
a,
to charity, then
God
good
bless
you.
Good on you. I don't care. I don't care what you believe in as long as you're cool and you'll bring a nice casserole to a party. Happy
Christmas.
Holidays. I want to slow roll what Jen is wearing right now. Can you please stand up? Can you please take a video of this? So Jen is day one, December, and she looks so cute. She is wearing, I don't even know how to go about this, a gingham shirt.
It's red and white polka dot.
Red and white polka dot.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has on a vest, and it has Baham Pug. And you betcha, on the side is an embroidered pug.
Yep.
And an embroidered tree.
Yep.
And
Christmas lights.
Listen, I have many aunts who would wear this but you pull it off better than anybody I know. She also has a Starbucks cup that matches her outfit.
You know what? I
would think the shoes could go a different direction, but I think you needed to be comfortable.
I don't want to say what the brand is, but every time I try and wear them, they give me ingrown toenails. So I'm
What? Tell it.
I'm not saying.
Is it somebody that we want to sponsor our podcast?
Probably, yeah.
Oh.
No, I don't know.
I know, but when a shoe gives you ingrown toenails, I'm going to straight up, I'm very excited we just started talking about this subject because I just found the shoe that I think is going to be the shoe I die in.
Really?
And you're going to be like, you cannot wear those anymore.
Timberland boots.
No, I'm wearing them right now. How dare you? No.
Those are cute.
They're Blundstone, which is, I'm probably going to say
sounds
that wrong.
Sounds very Irish.
You know, Blundstone. It's Australian.
Okay.
I am telling you, size seven.
Okay.
Fits me to a T.
Okay.
They've got nice support inside. Cushiony. Everybody's been wearing these
forever.
You
know why that is?
Everybody's been wearing these forever.
Your feet are size seven. They're not 6.5.
I don't know why you cannot get this right. I have a long second toe. Therefore, the toe base on this is a little longer. Therefore, I am supported in a 6.5 of my foot length, but 7 in toe length.
Okay. I'm just going to leave that.
I don't think you understand how hard it is to have a second toe that's longer than your first toe. And I think you downplay it.
No, I think there's a lot of denial that goes into having a long second toe. I don't know. I don't know.
Also, my left foot is wider than my right foot and a little bit bigger than my right foot. So finding shoes, I'm always in the search. That's why I'm always taking shoes back. You know me. I've always got a box of shoes in my car. Like, I don't like them.
Yeah. I don't like shoes. It's really hard for me to find shoes.
The best thing. I want to wear them.
What kind of these Toms?
Those are
right?
Toms. Those are not even shoes. They're those are go-tos. The Keds of today.
They're like so disposable. But I when I got in the car and I looked down at these shoes, I was like, you can do better, Smedley. You gotta do better.
I'm just gonna say,
I've been looking for Christmas shoes.
Oh boy. Oh, sorry, you guys. She went up an octave. I don't know. Hey, God bless her. She's like, aluminum linoleum, aluminum.
Ooh. Red leather, yellow leather, whips and chains. Yeah. Okay, so
We're back on, you guys. We're here.
So I'm wearing the holiday gear.
And I love it so much. So she does this thing where she wears a new Christmas outfit every day for the entire
month. I got to admit something. I didn't wear one yesterday.
It's not the first. Today's the first.
Oh.
So you're on track.
Okay, good. Thank God. All right.
You're okay. And I bet if you went up into your closet, you could put together maybe 14,000 or 15,000 other outfits
for
the month.
I did find another container
in my
closet today. I was going to
say,
you can
day night it. I can't find my ugly Christmas sweaters. I think my husband might have been like, these I'm tired of. Like, I just go for the ugliest, most ill-fitting.
I don't have them, do I?
I don't know. Well, one holds an entire wine bottle, which I love wearing.
Oh, yeah. I love that one.
I know. We have a bunch of them, and I don't know where they are. But Eleanor, we went on our dog walk last night, and our tradition during Christmas is I force it on them, just so everybody knows. Nobody's doing this willingly. But during COVID, we did. So we would go on a dog walk, and we would all wear Christmas stuff and stuff that lights up.
Aww.
And then we said every time we got to a house that had Christmas lights, you had to do the Charlie Brown dance. And I love it. And this year, my kids are thinking they're too cool for school. And I was like, You will do the dance. So last night, Eleanor was like, you're so embarrassing. And I'm like, don't you do this too. Meanwhile, she's wearing light up antlers and a Christmas sweater that says Merry Christmas, which is what she used to say when she was little.
Aww.
Merry Christmas.
That's too cute.
And I was like, you just made every like single lady's ovaries explode.
Oh my God. I actually, Delilah's been wearing Christmas gear all week too. And I can't find red leggings and green leggings. My go-to Target, all sold out of
Amazon. Buy the long underwear. I know that sounds like they're too thick. They're not. We got them for Eleanor. There's an entire, she looks like the Grinch. She wears it like head to toe.
Cute.
It's the cutest.
To school? Is it like?
It's an under outfit. So like she can wear it under a pair of overalls or a pair. They're really cute. They're horsey green.
I just grabbed my phone to start shopping, forgetting
like,
that we were doing a podcast.
I will lose
right
her.
Now.
I will lose her. Then she'll be like, I need another platter. I need more spoons.
Yep. What's in my cart? Ooh, I forgot about that.
Well,
maybe there's a better deal on that somewhere.
Man.
There's the Black Friday on that.
Guys.
I haven't bought anything, you guys.
I haven't bought anything either because, well, as you know, we need to recap Thanksgiving, and my parents just left. So there hasn't been a lot of time for me to do anything.
Yeah, oh, there hasn't. I know. We're same boat. So my in-laws Ooh. Were in town, and it was lovely. Honestly, I mean, it was great. Can we say how wonderful it is so that we can get that part out yes. of the way and then relieve
okay,
some guilt?
Let's just – Thanksgiving itself was wonderful. Jen pulled off the most beautiful table setting. We had just the right amount of people. Everybody got to have real conversations. Everybody was so happy. It was so fun. It was maybe one of my favorite. And I don't know if it's because all these worlds collided. Yeah. And then we got to see people that we haven't seen in a long time. And the kids were all playing. And it was just a delightful, yeah. wonderful day. And then the Wednesday before, we did a Facebook Live, which I highly recommend watching it because I just kept trying to get my dad out of the camera because I didn't know what one of his jokes was going to be, and we were going to be ruined.
Oh, you don't know. You can't. Dewey's unpredictable.
Dewey is unpredictable, and he thinks a certain type of joke is the way you bond, and I'm like, nope, 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 nope. Yeah. Nope, no, 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 dad. You cannot call women broads. Like, please, please, please.
Let's see if we have the yeah. same prejudices yeah. by
Let's
joke
start.
Telling.
You know, Jen, you're standing next to me. Let's start with a good blonde joke. Nope. Yeah. Nope.
Oh, no.
No.
My father-in-law got some in.
Oh, yeah. He
prefaced a story, Ken. Yeah. He's not listening to this, I'm sure.
Let me tell you what Ken did. Ken, my dad came home and was like, you know that Ken, this is Jen's father-in-law, and he's got a good decade on my dad, right?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, he's 84.
So, oh, yeah. So my dad's 74. So there's this like older kid, younger kid thing, even in their, you know, older ages.
Oh, God, I'm so scared.
No, this is great. I heard about this story four times because we will talk about parents when they age and how they repeat themselves, which yeah. I do already because of ADHD. So when I'm that age, all I'm going to do is just say the same thing. I'm going to be like, I don't like peas. And I'm just going to repeat it 50 times.
Which so, I think is her going, hey, I just remembered this thing and I'm going to say it out loud.
Yep, that's all I do. It's just, I'm having a thought and it's always the same thought. So Ken told my dad, he was like, you know, I ran marathons, and they started talking about marathons. And then Ken was like, one time I was running in Germany and I was on like the second mile and it came around the corner and there was this beautiful nude woman who was running in a nude marathon right next to me. And boy, was it hard to concentrate on running. And I guess he gave a very strong description of this woman who changed his life because my dad kept talking about the nude runner.
Okay, because I asked like him about times. It and he didn't remember telling the story
think,
or which one I was
I think he's not playing a fool. He's going to act like he doesn't know what the hell you're
I
talking about.
I think so because I'm not a
Because Ken
dude,
told that
so.
Story like three times. My dad was a... Like he had erased the tape, my dad, every time. He was like, start new, start over. I want to hear about the nude lady.
Okay, let's see if we get any extra details
anymore
this
about,
time.
You know, I think there was a lot of describing going on. I don't know. I didn't see those guys for a couple hours. So
here's the deal with Ken. He's got a lot of great stories, and he's very with it for his age. I mean, but
84, man.
He's such a good storyteller that he has retold me a story I told him, but it had happened to him. And I'm like, Ken, at some point, you want to let me have my own stories, okay? You
but
got
if he's
good
a better
ones.
Storyteller, I think
ones.
I do that. I think that anchor on ABC did that too, where he like got told the same story that he thought he was living it. And I'm like, I think I do that. And that's a weird thing. I'm like, was I in Vietnam? I think I was. I don't know.
He told it to me, and I was like, well, this is really weird that I had that. Wait a second.
Yeah, Ken, you're hijacking a story, and I don't care how old you are. My punchline's better on that.
I got no writer's cred on it either.
Like,
I was not even a,
oh,
like
Eleanor
a
will
secondary
do that.
Character in the...
Yeah, Finn will retell a story or will try to tell a story the way Eleanor was telling it, and he'll take a joke, and she'll like, I wrote that. Like, there is real copyright infringement happening in our house. And I'm like, yeah. First of all, nobody steals jokes more than me from you guys. So, but I write the check. So sit down and eat your cereal. But
they're being in town, but can I say too,
yes,
before I forget?
But they're also aging, and that's what we're really getting at.
That's
what
we were talking about.
What happens
when... All of a sudden, I got to carry stuff in for people.
Boy.
I don't carry stuff in for anybody. What?
It's been, look, first of all,
we're the adults all of a sudden.
Yeah, we're not only the adults, we're like adults that aren't exactly 20s. So like, no. I'm tired.
And it's just weird. Like it's so weird. You see that dynamic when you're younger and don't ever like pay any attention to it, kind of. But you're like, oh, my mom runs the show for everybody. You know, she gets everybody together. Yeah. And to like become that all of a sudden is crazy.
It's crazy.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm sorry. Can anyone hear Beethoven in the background? Because that's where
we're
at.
Yeah, what is it? Let me take a headphone off so I can...
It sounds like a lovely Sondheim piece. Oh, rest in peace.
Dewey's calling.
My dad's calling. Hold on a second. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dewey.
We're recording our podcast right now, and we were just talking about you a little bit.
Hey, what a great subject.
Yep, what are you up to?
I went to the store for your mother.
Oh, ooh, that sounds fun.
It was all exciting.
I hear you have a good weather.
First of all, Jen.
Oh, yeah. He wants to talk to you. That feels right.
Hi.
Great meal.
Bless you, Dewey. You can come back anytime, please.
Okay, I'll be out there Thursday.
All right. You honestly think I don't? I will love it. Okay. Come for Christmas. Stay with us. We love it.
Okay. Hey, Casey.
Oh, yeah. Now he's on his car. He's making the rounds.
Yes.
Hey, you got a nice boyfriend.
Oh, he is sweet.
Pretty good guy, I think.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad you approve.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a good man. Tell him to take care of himself. There ain't many of us left.
Oh, boy.
I will.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Kristen, I got a great story for you on your son.
Oh.
No, it's a good one.
Okay.
You can relate to this. Your mother and your son were walking down to Holly's. And as they were going along, the subject of Kim Kardashian came up.
Yeah.
Your mom just told Finn what she kind of thought. And he said... And she said, well, that's just my opinion. And he said, you got a lot of opinions, don't you, Grandma? That is a fact.
Did his lip hurt after he said that? Because Terry would give him a 1-2 punch?
Well, your mother was mad at me because she was telling me that story, and I just broke up. I mean, I just howled over that.
Yeah, she's got a lot of opinions.
He realizes he doesn't have to ask you for your opinion.
No. Terry will offer it right up.
Okay, have fun with your podcast.
Okay, bye,
Daddy.
Bye,
ladies.
So fucking
He's funny. So hilarious.
Kardashian. What did you say? Kardashian. I didn't know where that was going, you guys. I really didn't. I didn't know.
I know.
I hold the phone and I'm like, are we recording?
Hi, FYI, Finn, I got a lot of opinions on the Kardashians myself.
Yeah, we got to let it, you know, leave it to Finn. He's going through. Here's the thing. He's an equal opportunity. Say something rude. Player. He says it to everybody. My mom thinks she's like, you know, a disco ball sometimes, but I'm like, no, he's a fifth grader. He'll say something rude to you too. Yeah, that's just what's going on right now.
A truth bomber.
He's a truth bomber, and you know, he'll come up and give you a no reason hug and then also tell you that he doesn't like the pants you're wearing. So it's all fine. It's all going great. But Dewey, God bless him.
Yeah, that's a perfect timing, Dewey, to call.
Because perfect timing. I knew he was going to talk about the meal because he talked about the meal nonstop.
Oh, well, we... So
I didn't... Jen's a good cook. God Whoa, bless her stew. Her
that's
stew
what
was
I was
so...
going to say. The night before Thanksgiving was as fun as Thanksgiving. Because And actually, we were all looped up and had a couple drinks in us, yeah. And everybody was...
Loose and fun and yeah. warm. And I know my husband... made a big dent in the Irish whiskey he was drinking.
Oh, yeah.
But I think your husband made a bigger dent.
Oh, my God. Britt never, ever drinks that much.
He doesn't drink very much.
No.
But that Irish whiskey was good.
And he would go to say something, and he would be like, and I was like, honey, you're so drunk. He's like, I know. Like, he was so like delighted
Colin
by it.
Colin thought that was really funny because we left early because I had my parents, and this is where this story becomes even more fun. So in California... you have beautiful weather, except you will get the Santa Ana winds, which blow your mind because you feel like yeah. you're in a weird movie where like everything is totally normal. And then you walk outside and it's like someone has like
a dry
one of those,
hurricane.
Yeah. Like a movie helicopter thing next to you. And yeah. you're like, your hair is blowing. Dirt gets in your eyes.
Yeah.
So we left early because my dad, and I feel so bad for him. My dad has a really bad back injury. He has something called spinal stenosis and he has, I think he also has a additional injury from when he fell. He has two artificial hips. Ugh. He grew up, you know, smoking and drinking and eating bad food up until he was in his, I think he literally stopped smoking in his late 50s. It was a 2 to 3 pack a day Marlboro Red smoker.
Ooh.
And he went to the doctor and he has his clearance that he has no sign of smoking.
Nice.
He just has gone that long and he literally
what a relief.
Really had a hard go during the housing crisis. It affected their business. He's a mortgage broker, blah blah blah. So he's had his fill, you know. And now he was doing really well. He was losing weight. He was getting fit. And he's not a big man. He's got a small frame. He's got but he's got a belly. And so that keeps him, he's not well balanced. And he fell, and I think that fall on top of the spinal stenosis, he's having a really rough time. Ugh. So he is he's shuffling a little bit. He'll tell you that. I'm not saying anything that he wouldn't admit to. But he's shuffling a little bit. And he's got to keep his feet up in order to keep his balance. And he's stubborn as hell because I don't know if you've met anybody over the age of 60. They will tell you to go F right off if
I
you
will.
Have an
I
opinion.
I plan to, yeah.
And we dare not use the word cane around him because he – but it's also important for him to maintain his balance. He's got to like – but our house has like 500 stairs and a staircase that our nanny just fell down. Oh my God. You've got to be able to hear this,
can
Casey.
Can you guys hear the
if this
music?
Is through the whole episode, it's not going to be awesome.
I think maybe we should go in there.
I think we got to move.
Is there less sound?
Jean Valjean is killing us.
Okay.
Okay. We'll take a little intermission. We'll take an ad break and we'll move into there.
Also, like... pull back on your vocals. He's pitchy. I can tell he's flat.
You know what?
He's got to pull his...
There's only one way to win this, and it's to out-sing them.
Okay, so here, hold. And Jen and I are going to join the rehearsal, and we're going to record the podcast through the wall. can we tell him to stop?
You
can
know what he's doing? $50? He's like, there's somebody cackling real bad over there. Yeah. We got to
And then he's like, you guys are sharp. Your laughs are not on key. I know it? I have post-nasal drip.
Isn't it a Thai food restaurant next door, too? I'm so confused.
I just think that this is going to be distracting. This guy's, like, going for, like...
Let's take a little ad break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
30-seat house, and he's playing like it's Broadway. There is a very enthusiastic musical rehearsal going on next door, so we have trapped ourselves in a... What is this?
This is like a cry for help, you guys.
You know, don't rent a space that is having Madrigal rehearsal next door.
Don't rent at the airport musical center.
It's so loud.
Look at Jen's outfit. It's so clashing.
That's the only good thing here.
Oh, now we podcast some more, you guys.
Oh, thank God we've got this 16-foot ladder and all these cleaning supplies right now.
Jen, if you want, you can go up on that ladder.
This is literally a New York apartment. It would be nice.
This would be $4,000 a month in New York.
Wow.
You guys, Casey is so... look at, she's so embarrassed, but she should be because this is not good for any of us.
Well, we got to blame somebody. We got to blame human beings, and it's going to be Casey today.
I did not think I'd be on camera today. I have no makeup on, and I've cried twice. It's all fine.
My hair's weird because I'm angry.
Yeah, you are like an angry elf.
Casey, sit up on the piano, or there's folding chairs right here.
Are we? You
okay,
guys,
so we've moved to a storage shed in the alley.
We're pretty sure that if you open this door, you're going to see either a drug dealer or a plane take off.
1,000%.
But we do not hear Andrew Lloyd Webber, who is next door, singing wonderfully.
Yeah. He's a great singer, I think. I mean, I got a closer listen when I went to the bathroom.
Great's a tough word. I'm just saying. I'm glad he's taking the lessons.
I'm sitting in front of something large that's
covered in a
got
tarp.
An orange tarp we over don't know. It. That
you
I imagine
uncover
is.
It could
I
be tons of heroin.
I think it's a dumpster.
We think we're literally where this place holds dumpsters. And yeah. If you don't know, if you want to see what we're doing, you should just go to our podcast Instagram because we'll put it on there for sure. Yeah. Casey's going to take some video. I took
You'll
some video.
You'll see this how hard we're working for this situation.
It's embarrassing for sure.
Yeah.
But we're going to keep treading it.
Is anything going to fall on us?
Yes, 100%. Okay. There's nothing about this that there, I, in fact,
it's
think.
Storage.
Hey, someone will come in here and say, you are not safe.
You know what this is? It's exactly like where the kid goes to read the never-ending story, you know, right. That like attic situation. Yeah. It's like that, only less cool.
It's like where they find the body in Lovely Bones. I'm just saying it. And you know I'm right. Oh my God, the book is so good. It's the best first page of a book I've ever read in my entire life. Yes. The movie, not so good. Stanley Tucci's eyeballs and hair make me upset because it's super creepy weird. But the book is great. How much ADD do I have right now?
Well, we're talking
about
aging.
So Dewey just called.
Our parents aging.
We're trying to talk about our parents aging, but we keep having to move locations.
Yeah.
And the next time we're going to be in the shitter.
For part three.
Where we go into the bathroom.
Where we are in my car.
A car would be such a better
choice. It would be
choice.
Better. I know. It's chilly, but it's fine, you
it's
guys.
Chilly.
It's
chilly. It
totally
keeps us peppy.
Fine. If you thought we were distracted in the Mexican prison room.
Nope. I honestly think this is a low grade.
There is a power strip taped eye level to the wall. That's going to bug me.
Oh, my
and
God.
And a fake piano.
Oh, you guys, this is not. You know what this is? God bless. That's Casey's phone. This is, you know this place. This is what you rent when you're young and you're up and coming and you're trying to make your way in Hollywood.
Totally.
And you got to do a show and you got to invite your friends.
Oh God.
So you're running the light board.
You're all back here.
You're the lead and yep. You're the background. So yep. You're changing into a costume and then you're putting on a carpenter hat and walking through the scene to make it look like there's like five people in a show.
Exactly.
I know this space very well. You invite your friends and they don't show. So you tell them they will have beer and they come and then you have like beers in the parking lot and then you meet your best friend.
Then the budding love relationship begins.
And then we full circle that shit after we thought we were out. We are now back.
Now we're back.
Into a garage.
It also looks like one of those places where you're like, you would be there in a dream and you'd be like, it was your house, only it wasn't your house. It was this weird garage.
Yeah. Because
it kind of looks made up. It doesn't.
I'm going to listen to this on a true crime episode 100%. They're going to be like, there was a metal door. There was an orange tarp. There was a power strip against the wall. And the thermostat said it was 56 degrees. I'm wearing a t-shirt. My nipples are going to hold.
They're going to cut through Janis Joplin's face. She's got this Janis Joplin t-shirt on that's holding on for dear life.
Janis Joplin's eyes are like cockeyed.
One's
like
going
one's
one
lazy.
Way. But maybe, do they ever do a theater renovation show? Because just if we could do the bathrooms alone,
that?
I tell you.
What is, you
oh,
cannot.
Shit, there's something hidden in the wall.
Oh my God, like you guys just saw an exposed, you know there's a body in there. And you know if there's not a body, there's going to be.
Well, that.
And that is a light board that looks like it has blown up. We are not in safe space.
It looks
space.
Like
Let's...
somebody stripped the wire for drugs.
They're doing our best. We can't shit on this place. They're trying.
I will tell you one time.
We're just in the storage room.
No, there's no excuse for this either. I once did an improv show with my friends, the Weisenheimers, in Ricketts, Iowa, at a bowling alley.
Is it Ricketts, like a thing you get in your body?
Yeah, it's a vitamin deficiency.
Oh, boy.
And there's a town named after it, so you can...
That feels like already a bad start.
There. Yeah, but we, the guy that owned the bowling alley and was turning it into a nightclub, comedy club, was named JJ, and he was an ex-rodeo clown. And at the end of the night, when he went to pay us, you know, some small sum of money in all ones, he pulled it out of a hole that had been punched in the wall in his office. That's where he kept the money. And that reminds me of that.
That's the ladder. And if there's $17, I will go up there and get it.
We're going to have Kristen do that for the grand finale of
the
podcast.
No, we're not, because we all know Kristen will not make it up that ladder. First of all, breathe heavy. Nobody wants to hear that. By rung three, I'll be like, I need to work out more.
Oh, my God. Oh,
God
you
bless.
Guys.
But you know what? It brings back a lot of good memories of doing shows in the early days. And I remember in one of my early shows in L.A., I had played this cab driver, and I had to bring my own steering wheel.
Oh,
I had to. It was on a board, and
how'd
I would
you
put
make it,
it? Well, I actually borrowed it from a friend who worked in casting. Oh. So, like, whenever you went to an audition, you had a steering wheel. But I had to take it back to her studio every day, so I had to put it in my Honda Civic and then walk it through downtown Hollywood and get. So people are lined up to go to a club, and I was dressed like a cab driver holding my steering wheel.
Yeah.
And then I did this.
But you know what? Not weird in Hollywood.
Not weird
honestly.
In Hollywood. They're like, she's got to play for
eye
sure.
Eye blinker. Yeah.
And then I was in the show, and one night. There was the cast was 17 people, and one night there was only one person in the audience. So we did a company bow with 17 of us to one guy.
Yeah, we've all been there.
I mean, I was like, you know what? I didn't quit. Everybody quit. I didn't quit.
I went to a comedy show one time, and it was just me and a not happy boyfriend in the audience. And this show went on for 3 hours. Oh. I just had to, I don't know how long it went, but after 3 hours, I was like, I know we're the only people in here, but we got to leave.
Yeah, you feel so bad when you're the only audience. You're doing your best, man.
I've never laughed so loud and supportively ever, but I just had to go at that point.
You've got like laryngitis.
Yeah.
Your tonsils
and you really
hurt.
Are. There's
you
like
really
no,
try.
You're like, the only bathroom is like, it's connected to like a shoe store. And
I know.
It's so weird. It's just a different universe,
you guys.
But
you know what? Here's what I'll say. I've been... God, especially being an improviser, if you've gone up through improv, you've been to a million bad shows, but you've also been to shows where you're like, I think I just experienced magic.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
As an audience member, like you're like, oh my gosh, this was the most magical thing I've ever seen in my whole life. When it's cooking, it's so fun. And like, I've been to shows where there's only been 4 people in the audience, and I thought to myself, this person on stage is spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
And so if this person is performing for 4 people in L.A., man, maybe I need to think about grad school. Like, this is, they are good.
That's what I was going to say, is that places like this and doing shows in this place make me feel like how I would feel when my dad was like, I'll pay for you to go to law school if you want to go to law school.
My parents did not say that. They were like, get a job next door.
He even had my uncle call me several times and be like, your dad is saying really support your
sharp,
law school decision.
You're a sharp cookie. Do you want to? My parents were just like, come back, get pregnant. And I was like, how about I just stay in LA and get pregnant?
Well, that was the plan B.
Well, I'm not going to say that we picked the best place to podcast, but it is covered in 14 pounds of dust.
I can tell you right now,
allergic.
Aretha Franklin would never step foot into this room because she would ruin her vocals.
But you know what? This is us. Like, first of all, I just appreciate that you're dressed like the bougiest elf I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And we're in here. I look like I belong here. You're like, this is Kristen's living room.
Way
I'm dressed.
You look cute and cool.
No.
When I put on these outfits during the month of September, I'm like, say
wrong.
Something, motherfucker.
September.
Say something.
Not September, Dippy.
Did I say September?
Yeah, it's December.
You know what? If
you're
I decide to.
In September.
I do get upset when people are like, hey, we're starting Christmas too early. Yeah. Like, pump the brakes on the joy. It's hard for us assholes.
You're saying that to me.
But I'm doing it in a very passive aggressive way, Kristen, that it's not right at you.
Here's
right?
what I'm hoping.
That's polite. I'm from Nebraska. I'm right?
100%.
What I'm supposed to do.
Oh,
And you don't do that. You like to give me a hard time about it,
but I
you
love it.
Love it.
I do love it, but I don't do it in my house because I have a very strong Thanksgiving contingent.
Yeah.
I have I lied. I did find a really cute fa la la print and I had it on the wall and you came over and I was like, oh God, if she sees it,
yep,
she'll know I'm going against my own rules.
Yep. I love it.
I made room for the Christmas tree. You know, we have a really ceremonious lighting of the tree. It's called Plug That Shit In.
BT Dubs. I have 7 little trees around the house. Kristen has one that's like the size of 14 trees.
Yeah, it's like it's from enormous. Rockefeller Center. I went kind of cuckoo when we were on tour and I was like homesick.
Man, that's a redwood. You can't take that. It's protected. She's like, fuck off, I'm man.
It's like behind the orange tarp in this room, you guys.
Now I know.
Hold on. It's my illegal Christmas tree.
Just your ornaments.
How far are we from aging parents? Do we even go back?
You know, I think this is kind of what we do now.
This is what we do. You guys,
but this is what we've done always, honestly.
This is what we've done always. People always ask our friends who tell them they know us, they go, are they really like that? And our friends, without a hesitation, are like, yes.
1,000%.
This is literally how they are all the time. In fact, Marion at your house was like, you two should be recording right now. We were like talking in front of your fridge. I think we were literally discussing ranch dressing.
It does. Oh, yeah.
And
I got a lot to
Dorothy
say.
Lynch dressing, oh, which made a real appearance at the old Thanksgiving.
You guys, everybody loves Dorothy. Well, they should love
they
Dorothy
They should love
Lynch.
It. I don't know why it doesn't have more of national attention other than the Midwesterners are like, don't you dare.
Well, people are like, what is it? And I think this is a good description of Dorothy Lynch dressing. Take Italian dressing and take French dressing and then take the best flavors of both and then mix them.
I think that's fair, but there's a tangy something in it.
Yeah,
it could almost be wrong. I taste it and I'm like, this is edging into something I don't like, which is that weird pink, like mayonnaise-y crap that goes on burgers that they always ruin it. What is that?
Thousand Island. It is nothing like
Thousand
Island.
Get rid of Thousand Island. Why does it even exist? It just ruins everything.
What is it? Ketchup and tartar sauce?
That's what they call tartar sauce in the Midwest, is mayonnaise and ketchup. You can't have that be Thousand Island. They also
mayonnaise
call it tartar
and relish.
Sauce. No.
What?
You mix ketchup.
Hold on. There's a plane taking off now.
You guys, okay, we're good to clear... flight direct to Las Vegas. I need everybody to get on. Everybody to get on, please. We can only fly with masks on. Please don't give us a hard time. Guys, we are taking off in 10, 9, 8.
Okay,
guys, we are good in the air.
The funny thing is there's not even an airport nearby, is there?
Well, but there's something going on outside. Who knows?
Yeah.
I think somebody could be dumping their garbage outside.
It does look like this place gets firebombed consistently.
And handles it. I mean, honestly.
Can I? Oh, God.
We can't even say where we are because that's not nice. It's a little theater that's been very kind to us. We're here because the crapper and the
other one
broke. They've
been very kind to us because we pay them to be here. It's not like they're like, come in and do your podcast in our splendor.
into the seats that kind of smell like pee.
There's a cat smell to every theater. Can we all admit that? It doesn't matter how nice or how big it is.
No, it does matter.
There's kitty litterish to every theater.
Anything that's under 100 seat house.
Heading out to Salt Lake City number 2. Heading out right now. Is that a plane? What is it?
Jesus Christ, look at the sign. Excuse my language.
Is it a subway?
Literally, the,
what is it?
The mirror is moving. Are we
it's
near
shaking.
The subway in LA?
Is there a
There
subway?
Is no subway near us. There's literally, I mean, there is, but it doesn't really do anything.
Well.
But I do think there's a train from Chicago literally outside the door of this LA theater.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. What
that?
Haven't we talked
Christmas
about?
Christmas trees.
Christmas trees, drug transactions, airplanes,
Let me
old
bring
people.
It full circle to you about... you know how I like quotes and sayings and stuff?
Hold on a second.
Jeez, that's a motorcycle. You guys, they are doing a Fast and Furious in the alley right now. There's this saying that... oh, shit, I can't remember it now. Hold on, it was...
Jen's boyfriend just drove up in his freaking Cutlass Sierra with no muffler. Hold on.
Cutlass Sierra? No way, man. That's like a Sentra V or something. I don't know if that's a thing. There's that saying that like people who spread joy to others cannot keep it from themselves.
Well, that's nice.
And I always feel that about the holidays is like whatever you can do to be like extra joyous or something? Is that moving? Is that tarp moving behind me? Why are you looking at it like that? You know there's rats in here.
Literally, how? Don't say that. They're not here right now.
No.
Don't say that.
If they were, I'd protect you.
I cannot stay in here if you say that.
Okay. I don't think so. No, this is a pretty clean dumpster,
I've
I think.
I've got very few things that make me girly, but my rodent fear is unreasonable.
Oddly enough, the only thing I'm not super scared of.
I'm glad we're together because there would be one person that would shit their pants, and it is me.
You know what? We could maybe do one of those. What's the amazing race? We talk about doing that all the time where we go because we have like different fears. Like you could handle one, I could handle the
other. Here's the thing about that. I would love. Okay, let's talk about the amazing race. I mean, what haven't we talked about? Let's go there.
Okay,
the amazing race. I think we would be awesome.
Yeah.
My fear is I don't like heights. B.
Hold on, I got heading out to Milwaukee
Hold on.
Holy shit, you guys! Don't write a review that we're the worst podcast ever, you guys.
No, we chose to do this in a terminal of an airport to really spice it up.
Absolutely.
Casey, you've rolled video on this, right? Like 100%.
Okay, so we are, we've got a side gig, and that is we are working luggage for Southwest Airlines. And
we want the points.
There's three flights involved. So what we do is we come and we podcast under the jetway.
Under the jetway.
Yeah.
And, Tammy's giving me the go ahead. We've got another flight coming in. Hold.
Yeah.
Nope, we're good. We're good. We're good to go. Amazing race. I don't like heights.
Some.
They
make me shake, but I can do them. Like if I'm rock climbing, I can.
I can't.
Do them.
I'll lay down and wrap myself
That's
around
a bad
what
thing to do
and
if
so
you're rock
then
climbing.
I'm done. I don't know that I could eat something gross. I just don't know. I can barely eat something good. I don't know.
I could.
Could you do that? Could you eat like
last
maggots?
Last night I accidentally ate a raw meatball. I didn't mean to, but we.
Gross.
I know I did. I thought about it in the shower and I like. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem. And then what happens when I'm shatting myself later?
Well, they don't say you can't throw it up, do they? You just have
to. Yes, you can. You cannot throw it up.
I don't know if I could.
I think. You can't throw it up.
I don't
think they'll show that, but
I don't know.
I don't know what the rule is. Five
if
minutes.
I could do maggots, but I do. This is what I like. There's rattlesnakes in like by where we live, like because it's a desert climate, and my kids always freak me out by saying like, "What if there's a rattlesnake in there?" And I do think I would get so scared that I would get into the angry. Like I would think I would grab it and I would bite its head off. I think I would get so crazy.
Wait, what amazing race are you watching? It's really. Just more about travel plans.
Oh, really?
It's about being in an airport.
Well, why do you have to eat maggots? You don't even have to do that in like LaGuardia or some gross airport
well,
like that.
I don't know. Have you ever been to O'Hare? There's like, I mean, I love O'Hare. Actually, it's a really good
nice
airport.
They did a nice facelift.
They
to
do.
It, yeah.
They have, it's too big.
Lots
Boy,
of restaurants.
Gus, who's with us still? Who's with us?
Well,
who is with us? I think we should be on not the American race. I keep saying that. The amazing race.
Yeah.
The American race is when we run for. When we run for office, that's different. And I can't do it.
If you have to eat a maggot, can you just like bite the head off her so you kill it?
No, I think they have to cook it. You can't get any like parasites from it. And none of it is, it's all like weird delicacies from other places.
Oh yeah, cooked maggots I could totally eat. I just wouldn't want them to move.
Oh God, no, you can't do that. I can't do that.
I'm so grossed out, but I tell you what.
How much money? It would be the money. It would be for you. I'd do it for the money.
I'd have a couple drinks and I'd do it just for the glory. Yeah. The story.
But
of
I
it.
Don't know that I'm very good at. Here's what I love about Survivor. My husband, I told you this and I will repeat it 100 times because I too am aging, but I also am holding on to a glimmer of hope with my husband right now that we like each other because it's been a rough go. But he said to me, he said, I think you would win Survivor. And that was literally the best compliment.
That's a nice compliment.
I had sex with him so fast when, I mean, I think we were dating, but that was the best compliment he's ever given me. But I don't think I am very good at puzzles. And by the way, we're fine. It's just been a tough, let's talk about marriage. It's been a, we're just fighting right now because everything is hard and I don't feel good.
People who...
And we're spending too much time together because we're adults.
We get it.
It's tough.
It's a decision that you always will question.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Randy's bringing in some, thank you. Can you put those cones over by the luggage rack?
Beep.
Thanks, Larry. We'll get those after our shift.
That you question.
You going to Shorty's for a beer? Cold one, Larry? Okay, we'll see you there.
Maybe this is us aging, Kristen, that we are... This will be a. I think this will be us when we're like 85, though, too.
In Vegas at a residency?
Because here's the thing that I got from this Thanksgiving was that... sorry, I made a gross sucking noise. I'm so self-conscious of the bodily noises I make now.
No one can hear you. They just hear the landing strip. No one can hear anything.
Well, this is what I got from Thanksgiving and being around people who are aging again, because we haven't really... Because
just each other, and we just keep that in a totally different... Yeah, we're like, we're fine.
Yeah. Is that, like, I feel like, even though my in-laws are older than your folks are, they're, like, doing it right. They cannot lift heavy luggage. My mother-in-law can wash the shit out of dishes, though. Yeah. I mean, I've never had... pots that clean in my whole entire life. But like, she moves furniture on her own. They just moved to San Francisco so they can like be closer to friends and family and party it up and like do we interior a good time. Like they make me not worried about aging, honestly. They make me feel like even though there's the body stuff, I know there's the health stuff, your hips, your back, you're all of it. You gotta take medicine, but like it makes me less scared of it. It makes me excited that we're gonna do a show in Vegas someday.
And I feel like metaphorically I'm going to turn into this shed. It's going to be, I'm going to come apart at the seams, but you're going to do a lot of bits and it will serve somebody.
Yeah.
Like this is, I think that my dad, having an injury is a little different than him aging. I hate to see him being injured, but he's like, my dad is so sharp and quick and quick-witted, too quick sometimes that I'm like, careful. But I do see, I have seen in the last couple times a difference. And that is kind of hard on my heart. Like just, I look at them and I'm like, you got to just be honest. Like this, they're changing, you're changing, your kids are changing. Like it's scary and it feels kind of hard. But at the same time, just like you said, I'm like, it's also just adapting. And isn't that okay? Like I like to ask someone to help me put my frickin' suitcase up above when I'm in a plane because I don't want to like wreck my back.
Yeah.
Couldn't I have done that in my 20s and just been like taking care of myself? Couldn't I have just been taking care of myself instead of me being like, let me do all the luggage.
Yeah. You know? I've got everybody's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do think my mom, one thing I am proud of her. She is so active. She goes on a walk 2 or 3 miles every day. She's doing yoga. She's
her singing group. We talked a lot about yoga. Yeah.
Oh, I know. She likes to talk about it. I mean, I could forego the texts that tell me the things I need to organize in my house on her way out. Those I could go.
That has nothing away to do with
but
aging.
But if they go away, then I'll be sad. I mean, if she didn't like go into the sunset with like one last... put your Tupperware lids next to the containers that fit. She would not know what to do with herself.
Yeah.
Can I read you the last text message she sent me?
Oh, please.
Can I just read it? Where's my phone? I'm going to read it for you because this is so, I was like, this is so perfectly Terry that I can't put it in better words than the words she sent.
She couldn't find her phone, you guys. That's
nope,
very
I'm good.
Kristen.
Yep, that's my dad. My dad and myself, we do not enjoy finding things that makes life too easy. This is what she said.
Okay.
I asked if they were home safe. I told them how lovely it was to have them. And I said, I hope
that... Can this be our mom box directly from your mom?
Yes, directly from my mom. So this is Terry. She says, yes, we are home. It was one of the best times with the Sweeneys. I didn't get to say goodbye to Finn and Eleanor, darn it, because it was so early. By the way, I used all the mayo in the salad, and you were very low on Cascade. I can't shut my brain off. That's my mom's final text to me is basically, go buy more mayo, and you're out of Cascade.
Does she write all of her texts in a Tennessee Williams voice?
I think I perform them like that.
Okay.
I could do it in her voice where I'm like, Hannah used to have the mayo.
Let me tell you what I get out of that text. I knew that was a mayo sugar dressing she brought. Kristen was like, she's bringing this broccoli cauliflower salad. That sounds like
a real fun salad.
Well, I tell you what, it was broccoli cauliflower salad with bacon
mayonnaise
and sugar mayo dressing, and it was delicious.
And she made a heck of a pumpkin pie.
Oh, she...
Best pumpkin pie. Really
it was
good.
Literally the best pumpkin pie I've ever had. And she brought two of them. And when I asked for the second one, she was like, no.
Yep.
Because Finn loved it. And I was like, I can't keep him from that.
Yeah. Finn is like, when Finn wants to be, obviously he's sweet most of the time. But right now we're in the fifth grade of it all. So there's a lot of trying out different things. But when he's just being his sweet self, he's like, I love Thanksgiving. It's definitely my second favorite holiday. And I know that Christmas gets a lot of attention, but Thanksgiving has pumpkin pie. I'm like, are you 87?
That's exactly what you say, too.
100%.
That's why she doesn't want Thanksgiving to feel left out, which is why she doesn't want to decorate too early. No.
And I like a holiday about gratitude. I don't like having feelings. I feel like there was a lot of feelings this vacation, and I don't like that.
Oh, there was?
Oh, yeah. Just sentimental stuff that I just don't want. No, I don't want to. You know, you get write a card. I don't want to do that.
I'd rather
just
eat a bunch of maggots than talk about.
Oh, I would. I would.
Funny, if you give her two drinks,
then
she's
willing.
Then
I just cry all the time. Yeah. I'm so much softer than I pretend to be, but that's just because I know myself and I'm like, I don't want it. Like my dad and I are just good at like talking about literally nothing that matters. We can talk about an actor or a movie or a show or a book or something and get like deep dive into it. But my mom is always like, first of all, let's reorganize. We haven't organized enough of your stuff. Let's do that. And then she'll be like, let's talk about feelings. Oh, this is my favorite conversation that my parents really came in hot with this time. It was when they were going to die. I hate it. There's nothing I fear
that's
more.
The part about aging that everybody hates is that.
But don't talk about it. You're not supposed to be able to see that. Like, I don't want. My parents will say, like, well, in the fourth quarter. I'm like, why are you saying stuff like that? Or my mom will say, you know what we've done? We've organized everything. So when we kick the bucket, you'll get a call and everything's organized.
That's actually pretty great.
So I'm like, are you humble bragging about your funeral plans? And then she'll go say stuff like this. Well, I really enjoy my Ford Edge. It's a beautiful car and it might be my last. And I'm like, are you on the way out, Terry?
I know.
At your 70-year-old self, this is what we're doing? We're talking about, you should give your car up right now. Let's cash it in. Can I get your inheritance early?
Well, but wouldn't it be great if she's driving that thing for the next 30 years?
Yes.
And she's like, I just get an oil change and it still works
still
great.
Good. It's only got 7,000 miles.
Somebody's going to buy that for their kid's first car.
Yeah.
For like
and then
$800.
Finn, you know, like the kids are doing the math. They're doing the math on grandma and like my mom. I'm like, oh, God, they don't, you know, except for Finn who lost a teacher. Death to them is very elusive. You know, they don't know it. They don't. It impacted Finn. But when it's family, you know, it's like different. It's different, deeper grief is a hard thing. And so like my mom's doing this thing like you never know. And Finn's like, well, OK, so if I get married when I'm 30, you'll be this old or you'll be 90 or something.
I hate
like that
kind of math.
I'm like, stop doing
do
the math.
That kind of math. I
don't
like
do that
it.
Math,
no.
man. And I'm over on the side like, you know, like I don't. And my mom just it's like her favorite thing. Like, let's talk about death. Great. And my dad's like, you know, I'll probably never get out there again because I'll be dead by that time. I'm like, good. OK, good. I'm glad we're all just so happy talking about it all being over because I'm not.
But I wonder, do you think they're talking about it because they're like at some stage of acceptance or they're just trying
to
reckon
it around
their
people more or something?
Maybe.
Socially, that's not cool.
Yeah, that that bunko group is not.
Get with a bunko group and try to outlive them all. I don't know. Isn't it an amazing race? Isn't that what it literally is? Like, you try to outlive everybody? That's how I'm going to live. I'm going to try to outlive everybody.
Well, I will say I've never played bunko, but I do want to start a bunko group because I heard they're really fun.
I did too. I heard it's so fun.
These women, they've been in the same bunko group
30 years.
Yeah.
And they came to our show, all like 20 of them. Yeah. Oh my God. And they were so feisty. One of them like grabbed me around the middle and like was holding me and she was close talking. She was like,
yeah,
I just want you to know everything you said is right.
Yeah.
And she's like got this sparkly like vest on. I was like, I love you. I want to be you.
I know. That's
you're
how
I want to be.
That's how I want to age is like that. Yeah.
With like
still
I'm going to kick in the door, but my hip's going to hurt for weeks. But I'm not done. And I'm going to have a big talk with my parents and tell them they need to cool it with that crap because I don't want them to be done for like 50 years.
I don't think so. I think they're in great shape.
Yeah. Dewey just needs to get his back figured out and then he's going to be back on. He's he feels positive about it. Yeah. I'll keep you guys posted. He's getting an MRI on the
13th. Yeah, that stenosis is a thing. So why don't we get one a sponsor?
You guys, right now we're going to go finish we're going to finish our shift at the Burbank airport.
And, yeah, we've got some luggage to load.
We just want free trips to, you know, Milwaukee.
I think we're done podcasting. Okay, bye.
Bye.